for that, amen. During the week, you may have a fault, but God saw your needs, amen, before the foundation of the world, amen.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise, for it was grace that saw
that again. Amazing grace, he'll always be.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise, for it was grace that taught my liberty.
Fallen soul, he loves.
and He is here. Hallelujah, He is here. Amen, He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name.
Just listen closely tonight, saints. We'll hear His voice speaking to us. Amen. Amen. We do have a couple announcements here, prayer requests and a testimony. Just a reminder, we're going to take a break off this week. Amen. We're not going to have a work night or prayer this Friday. Amen. So just a reminder for there. Amen. Then we'll be having this weekend two services on Sunday. We're going to have Brother Ben Rob with us, but I'll be having no Sunday school there. So just keep those in remembrance. And if somebody's not here, kind of pass it along. Amen. We have one testimony here from Sister Beth. Praise the Lord. It says, Simon had received an air conditioner through work, but it was missing a few parts and the remote. I tried finding the parts online, but could not find what I needed, and I finally called the company direct and prayed that the Lord would have them have grace for me. It says, the lady said they aren't usually a parts distributor, but she is going to send us the parts we need and the remote at no charge. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. Give God a round of applause for that. Amen. 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 He's got it all in control. Amen. Amen. And we also have one prayer request as well from Sister Beth for Sister Karen. She's asked us to keep her in prayer. The paint fumes from repainting her house has caused her to be sick. Amen. So keep her in prayer. Amen. How many just have a need from the Lord this evening? Amen. Amen. Just ask Brother Simon if he come lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also for the tithes and the offerings. Amen.
Lord, just knowing how close it is, God, Lord, we just wonder, Lord, we yearn, Lord, for every soul. us, Lord, to the right ones, God. Amen. Lord, direct our paths, God. Lord, Lord, help us to hear what the Spirit says, Lord, tonight, God. Lord, as you bring this word, God, Lord, Lord, when we're out about, Lord, in this world, Lord, wherever a brother or a sister may go, Lord, God, Lord,
yes,
just
Lord.
Help us, God, Lord, to do the right things, God,
yes,
Lord,
Father.
And Lord Jesus, just, Lord, I know I said it before, but Lord, just lead us, Lord, to these last souls, God, Lord, we need to get out of here, God, Lord, and Lord, we're just looking forward to being your wife for all eternity, God, Lord, to be with you forever, God, Lord, and just enjoying, Lord, pure fellowship, God, Lord, and the joys of the Lord, God, with all humbleness, God, Lord, with all loving towards you, Lord Jesus, we just yearning for that day, God, Lord, just be with us, Lord, God, bless the tithes and offerings, Lord, and be with Sister Karen, God, Lord, as she's a little sick down there in Lima, God, Lord, put those angels around her, God, Lord, and protect the house, God, Lord, and we just love you, Lord, bless our pastor, God, as he brings this word, Lord, Lord, just bless all the saints that push their way out tonight.
Let's just sing that song, He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. Saints, how many can raise your hand and say that? You had a great debt. Amen. There's no way any man, no man on earth could ever do it. Amen.
And He paid a debt He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. A brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. And He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all.
Just sing that song, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. All the messages that we've been having, saints. Amen. It's an out-of-the-grave message. Amen. Amen.
And if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if that spirit as we sing that song. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, hallelujah, dwell in you. If that same raised Christ from the dead, Lord, dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, if that same, well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, dwell in you.
Give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. How many knows they're a temple of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song. Know ye not, know ye not, you are a temple. Amen. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are a temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are a temple. Let's just sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Amen. How many is going all the way with him no matter what you come through? Amen. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen. How many are happy tonight? Amen. Amen. What, just sing that song, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. Amen. How many just want to, everywhere you go, you want to proclaim Christ? Amen. And ought to put a smile just on saying the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's name in every one of our lives. Amen. And I'm so happy, I'm so happy. From the top of your lungs, say, oh, yes, he's mine. Amen. If he's yours. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Make you happy? Amen. If we can't say that at the top of our lungs and be happy, ain't nothing gonna make you happy in this world, saints. Amen. Let's just sing that song, I would not be denied, saints. How many can say it's not by your anything you've done, but by the grace of God, what he's done for you, that you cannot be denied on that day? Amen.
When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Oh, Satan, and my Lord was
want to sing that song again. You deserve the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. How many just want to give him the praise tonight? Amen. What he deserves. Amen. Not just what we give him, but what he deserves. Amen.
You deserve the glory and the
deserve the glory.
Hallelujah, and we glorify your name. of God this evening. Amen. He deserves it, doesn't he? He deserves our heart, our mind, our souls, our body, everything we have to give. He deserves it. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, we'd like to jump into the Word. Did a little bit long worship tonight. I hope that's okay. Amen. Brothers, real quick, we got a small group. If I think my jump drive is behind actually my driver's side seat in the car. If you'd like to get that and maybe put those quotes on there. I got a lot of quotes tonight. I don't know if we'll need it or not. If they can be attentive and get all those, we'll be fine. If not, then we'll just go right through it anyway. But anyway, you love God. Amen. I'm excited. Love God. I look at the promise. I say, God, it's going to be greater than what it looked like last week. Amen. Well, praise God. What else are you looking at? Amen. Amen. My faith has come to the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Might have a little flock tonight, but you don't have to act like it. Because whether we got a little flock here or not, we still got a big shepherd, right? Amen. I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about God. Amen. So if you had your Bibles, open up to Revelations 2:17. And after that, we're going to go to John 6:47. Preach a little bit about these things before, but we just want to maybe rehearse, actually go through a few things and just kind of bring out what we feel the Lord has for you this evening. And we're going to go back to the church ages tonight and finish off Pergamos. And then by the grace of God, we'll be jumping into Thyatira in a service near you in the upcoming future. So we'll just see where God would lead us and where God would put everything to be. Amen. We do have two services with Brother Ben this weekend, so we'll pray that be all right. And we'll just try to enjoy ourselves in the house of God. But yet in Revelations 2:17, realizing that this is the Pergamos church age, and I pray that we can remember some of it, if not all of it, and we'll just do just a touch of recapping, and then we'll just jump right to where we're going to go, and we'll try not to hold you too long tonight, so we'll just see what God will allow us to do. Amen? So let's go to Revelations 2:17. It says here, it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Amen. Let's go to John 6:47. So looking at the promise to the overcomer this evening, the title of this message, brother, will be The Overcomer of Pergamos, and be very simply put, but we'll see where God will take this. This is the first time I've preached in a flipped around church, so I'm going to try to enjoy myself tonight. It's been a long time coming. I don't know about for you, but it's been one for me, and we're just looking forward to a dawning of new things, amen? So yet... In John 6:47, it says here, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we would like to say tonight, you deserve the glory and the honor, God. And Lord, how far short, Lord. We come, Lord, even tonight of giving you your due worship, God. Even with a smaller number, God, Lord, that just means that we should be able to get in one accord that much easier, God. And Lord, as we come forth to the Word now, Lord, we pray, God, that you'd find us in one accord, Lord, that the Word might speak to us tonight, God. And Lord, would you have your way amongst us, God? And Lord, stir our hearts afresh, God. Open our minds to the Word, God. And may this Word speak open loudly and clearly to your bride tonight, God. We have need of thee, Lord God, and Lord, certainly in our hearts, O God, how, Lord, could we certainly deserve a God as great as you, Lord? But Lord, thank God there's that attribute there, Lord, that we're holding on to, Lord. Oh God, certainly we are the seed gene of God, Lord. And Lord, we just pray tonight, Lord, you'd certainly, Lord, let us entertain you, Lord God. Though you feed us with this Word, God, may we feed you, oh God, just like they do around the table, God. We might eat, but Lord, could we fellowship a little bit, God? May we please you with the fellowship that we're trying to give your Word tonight, Lord. We just pray you just have your way now, Lord. Let us all move aside, God. Forgive us for any sins that might be in the room. Lord, we just want to take our special privilege right now and bind any demon that would try to slow this service down in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a liar, Satan. You have no right, no power in this service. This is God's service, and we take control of that now in the authority that God's given us, Lord. And we just dedicate the service to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. The bride said together, amen. You may be seated. Once again, moving into the overcomer of Pergamos, we understand pretty much how all these things are, and yet even within this portion, we can only take it so far, but we want to take it as far as we can, amen? So we just want to just eat the book a little bit tonight. Some of you, as far as when we read this scripture, we find that, of course, the hidden manna is something great that we like to talk about, we like to think about, and yet the white stone is kind of a mystery to us, but we'll just read what we can and just kind of ad lib as best we can. And yet, the point of all this tonight is that God, certainly, Lord, feed us from that manna from heaven. Amen? You know, we sing that song, Bread of Heaven, feed me till I want no more. Amen. Isn't that amazing that we look many times as far as manna? We see it something 2,000 years ago, but yet we understand that by the Scripture and by this message that the manna is actually falling right now. Amen? As God comes and speaks to His church, God is certainly what? He is dropping down His manna from above. Amen? So where and when is He doing that? Right now. Amen? So let's act like God's dropping a little manna on us. You know, a lot of times you think about it and how the church of Israel would actually allow the manna to become common to them, that they would even complain about that. And yet, how shameful is that? The first time it come down, certainly they stood there with astonishment. Certainly they come with minds of wonder, looking at what God was doing. But yet, after a while, all that God was doing was not something that could perk them anymore. Amen? And how we don't want to be those type of Christians. We're not just coming to church tonight, but we're actually coming to hear from God Himself. Amen? So God, have your way. Amen? But yet this evening, we want to start moving into Pergamos as we remember that Pergamos actually means thoroughly married, according to the prophet, according to many things that we look at. We understand that Martin was the messenger of this age, and yet within it, we find that it was literally an age moving further into death, right? And we want to understand that this was the second longest church age that we find, getting ready to move into Thyatira, which is the longest church age, right? But yet this evening we want to maybe go through this a little bit and give you a mind of what this is saying, because we understand above all that our prophet said, and how can I overcome in 63? He said that the overcomer of Laodicea receives all what the rewards of all the other church ages, amen? So we realize that this is actually for us, amen? So we can personalize this, and I love it because your prophet personalized it, amen? So we can find that not only did he personalize it, but we can as well, right? Praise God. So now let's begin to move into this. As I read a quote from the Sardesian Church Age 1960, it says, "The third church age was Pergamos, St. Martin being the messenger to that church. To the church age was from 312 to 606. The complaint was false doctrine." Amen. So we understand that every church age they move further and further from the Word until the Reformation began, right? But yet here it says the complaint was false doctrine, Satan's lying, the foundation of the papal rule. Amen. Notice also, and the marriage with church and state together. Amen. So this is actually the place where it was married in itself, right? And we understand that now in this country it's getting ready to be married again. But yet, understanding this, we would like to show you this portion so you understand what they did have to overcome. Now remember, the scripture says very clearly that they had to overcome what? The doctrine of Balaam, right? But they also had to overcome the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, right? So we understand that there's a lot of things that they were up against, right? And this was a very hard age as far. They still had the supernatural. The death had not struck the church. But yet, even so much the fact is, the word was becoming scarce to hear, right? Amen. You couldn't just go to every church that claimed they had the message. But yet the message was actually becoming singled now into a few churches who would actually remain what? With the power. Amen. Desiring the power of God to be manifested amongst the fold. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We don't really see it as much as we'd like to hear. But one thing for certain, the word is being sowed. And we know that if it is sowed, the word will bring forth of itself. Amen. What does that mean? If you preach an intellectual Christ, then what you're going to get is an intellectual service, right? You'll get an intellectual church, and what? You will not get a living Christ out of that because you're not sowing a living God. But if you sow a living God, then a living God will be what comes forth from the church. Amen. But the great thing about it is, I can't make the living God happen here. He has to make himself happen as well, right? It's his duty to take care of his bride. Amen. I can't make it happen when I want to. If I would have, I would have done it 4 years ago, right? But you know what? That was not God's will. He allowed miracle here, miracle there. But yet at the end of the day, he what? He was wanting a maturity to come into the flock. Well, I ask you, have you matured? Everyone I got here tonight has been here since the beginning. Amen? Well, almost. It sure feels like it. We're just like eternal with each other. I just don't understand it. We're going to count you in too, Sister Winnie. Say, boy, you only got 20 people here. You can't pick them out. I'm just in love. I can't help it. The God in me loves the God in you. You are so easy to love. But you see, that's what we want to do. We want to be so in love with the Word. Amen. That the Word can express himself, right? Because where's the expression at? You see, not every service come forth with just a pillar of fire coming down or a Shekinah glory. But a lot of times you find that God, he chose to use individuals as well. Amen. 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 So those individuals have to be mature in that word. Amen. But what are we sowing for? We're showing that God would be preeminent in the church. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let half the side be empty. That's all right. Because that just means that God's bringing more life here. Amen. Well, why? I have not identified with empty pews. I've identified with the promise. A Amen. Because I can't hang on the negative. Remember your prophet said, he said, if there's anything I do, I don't want to say anything negative anymore. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Remember, if you can tame this tongue, the Bible says in James, you're a perfect man. Oh, I'm feeling more perfect all the time. Especially when I ain't talking. Right? But it should get to a place that we can talk and look, God can be glorified with what's coming forth on your lips. It ain't about what you know or what you can quote or that. Because remember, Satan is doing everything he can to fight your creative tongue. He ain't after everybody in the message. He's after the bride. Because the bride has the ability to make life created. Oh, hallelujah. So now, see what the church of Pergamos had to overcome. False doctrine. A marriage of church and state. They had to overcome what? Being in dead church settings. That's right. You think every service. That's the thing. We get this picture in our mind that every service was a cartwheel service. It's not so. In this age, it was the age that it was is in its final stages to death.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! What do you think that the message people, denominational, are coming to? They've sold for a God that cannot live. Just like the church of Pergamos. There was overcomers, but the church in itself, the age, was sowing to death. Because what was Thyatira? It was the death to the church.
Amen.
Well, remember, it was only the grace of God that the church went on.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is a little different because, you see, we're not sticking around to see if we can make it through. We've decided that God is a living God. He's a performing God. He's a God what that giveth power to those who believed in Him, those who are the sons of God, and they will become the manifestations of the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that's simple. If it's simple, that means it's easy, right?
Yes, amen.
It should be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
don't you love it when somebody says, who's got a testimony? And everybody sits here like this. I just heard that the other night. But you know what? My brain was so gone because I was so tired, I couldn't remember a thing. I leave, I start thinking, oh, no. I think now, well, sure, I got these bunches of them. But they always put you on the spot. Who's got a testimony? You have 30 people there. Who's got a testimony tonight?
Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I see what's going. I see how it's going. But you see how it goes? Say, who's got a testimony? Everybody's got a testimony.
Yeah.
Well, remember, this is not Laodicea. But this is a reward that's given to this bride.
Amen.
Now, when is this reward given to the bride? When she overcomes the Pergamos portion of her walk.
Amen. Yeah. Right.
Do we have to go through? You just heard Stature of a Perfect Man Saturday night. Come on. I ain't hitting you for 220 tonight, okay? But this is what I want you to see is that you are literally Every time you come, you're moving through a church age in your own life. Because what? You are the restoration. But remember, you're not the bad part of Laodicea. You're the overcoming part of Laodicea, which is what? It is a mixture of all the other rewards of the other ages, the ways they overcome, and then yet it has its top with an eagle anointing. Praise God. So now, what time is it? We're going to be in Pergamos next time. But notice here, as we begin to look at this, we find that God, He promised the one who overcome all these things a hidden manna and then a new name on a white stone, okay? Now this is what He promised those who would overcome what? Would overcome the doctrine of Balaam. Well, wait a minute. Don't you understand how these things occur in you? Don't you understand, some of you who's been in the message for a longer time, how you get around other people and they try to make you conform to a less powerful gospel? And as most of us have fell victim, we have lost some of the fire from our earlier portion of our walk. Well, what is that? That just shows that there's part of Pergamos that you must overcome. You can't just agree with every doctrine. You have to stand with the Word. Amen. You've got to what? You can't sit in this, go with the Nicolaitan system. You've got to overcome that. Amen. I don't have to fight to preach with the big dogs. It's not a big preaching meeting that I must have. It's what? It's a relationship with the Holy Ghost where He is mine and I am His. I ain't worried. Hallelujah. I ain't worried if they invite me to a big church meeting. I want God to invite me where to go. That's what I like about Brother Branham. He said, I don't like to answer every invitation, but I like to go where God wants me to go. And he said in order to do that, he has to stay small. They got these big old buildings. They got hundreds and thousands of people working for them. They're building schools. And Brother Branham had a little shack with somebody hitting a typewriter. And hardly enough money to pay the bills. But God invited him to go to a church that only had 20 people. You know, you don't get a lot of money from a church with 20 people. Oh. So he had to make himself available because he was a true evangelist, that he could go where God wanted him to go, because he wasn't preaching for a lifestyle or a paycheck. But he is actually preaching what? Where God invited and intended for him to go. Well, you want to talk about being a real Christian? What about when people come to church and they're different from what people like? This one's got a different mentality, or this one's got a problem in their life, or this or that. And God sends them our way. Well, if we conform to a message image, what? We just won't fellowship with them. We just won't make them feel welcome. But that's not the way of the Holy Ghost. The way of the Holy Ghost, you have to find, okay, I do feel led to do that. Yes, it takes more virtue to hang out with that person. Yes, you have to spend your own money to do that.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, the kind of naggy people. I'm just giving you scenarios. Amen. That come into the church all the time. Not just here, everywhere.
Amen. Right.
But what did God invite you to do? Ooh, glory. Because remember what's different here. The reward for the overcomer of Pergamos was the hidden manna. A white stone with your name written on it. So now we understand just very quickly here that getting into the hidden manna that God had literally commanded them in Exodus 16, 31 through 36, that He actually told them to pull out or to gather up some manna and to put that in the holies of holies, and that would be called the hidden manna, or the manna that was hidden from the normal congregation. But we know by this message and by history that it was only for the priest to take part in that hidden manna. It was their revelation. It was what God gave them. Now notice, it was hidden. Who had access to the holies of holies? Only the priesthood. The high priest did. But what's good about our high priest, he opened it for us. The veil was rent from top to bottom to show that God had opened the way for you. Hallelujah! What does that mean? That means literally that when you walk into the temple, you could go right into the inner court and you could see everything. So notice the table shewbread. You could see that, but there is no veil for the Shekinah. They were all in the same place because the veil had been rent. The menorah, the seven church ages, what? You could stay there and look at the menorah and look just past it and see the ark. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, so are you in the church ages? There's a lot of message people talking about how I got to go behind the veil. The veil's been rent. But it just shows people's mentality. They're looking for something extra special instead of just doing the simple, because the simple got you into the inner court. Let me say it right. The holy place. It got you in the holy place. You had to be a priest. If you're a priest, you're in the holy place. Amen. So how simple is that? Come on. I just heard it. Who goes into the holies of holies? The high priest. But wait. It's been made so. All you got to do is be a priest. Amen. And He hath made us kings and priests. Revelations 1:5. So where are you at? You see how the revelation needs to catch up? You're already there. You're already sealed. You're already ready. You have to say it. Say, I've got the Holy Ghost. You say, well, where's it at? What's it doing? Just accept it for what it is. Something has changed me. Something set me on fire. But I've allowed the creeds and dogmas of this message to teach me that there's something extra I have to do to be a real Christian, when the fact of the matter is all you have to do is be a priest. How do you become a priest? You're born a priest. When were you born a priest? I've got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. But you were born with a seed.
Amen. Mom. That's right. Come on, brother. Great.
Amen. You know, we can all identify for the most part and say, oh yeah, I felt something one time. Mom. Or I spoke in tongues, or I did this, or I did that. Yeah. So what'd that give you? We've had all these experiences with God, and we still can't nail down the fact that we're even a priest. Hallelujah! None of this stuff's in my notes. I pray you just see the Holy Ghost. But anyway, don't you understand? It's so simple.
Say, oh, well, I know I'm a child of God. Oh, I know I've got a predestinated seed.
Come on,
then why do you act the way you act?
Come on, brother.
Come on! When just simply being a priest puts you in what? In the right to the supreme authority of God. But what's the problem? We're walking around like priests. You know what that's funny? Because what would defile a priest if they touched something dead? And the problem is, we've touched some dead creed. We've touched some dead dogmas. And because we've seen these things and we've laid our hands on them, we're trying to keep ourselves out of the camp for 7 days. All you got to do is touch not the unclean thing. Oh, hallelujah. You know how a lot of us are thinking. We're in this place like, oh, God, you got to help me overcome. God, you got to do this, you got to do this. But every time, you know that you're brought down to a choice. We like to say, oh, Satan made me do it. But you know and I know every time you're brought down to a choice.
Amen.
Right, we like to say, oh, I'm already doing it already. Oh, boy, just like fully controlled me. But yet, there's a part of your will that you're still yielding to the member of your flesh.
Amen.
You're saying, yeah. I guess I just still listen to him. Well, what are you showing? You haven't took your hands off the dead thing.
Come on.
Being a priest puts you into the Shekinah. And it gives you the right of the hidden manna. Hidden. Special. Now, let's continue on here in question answer 61. 662-83, if you're quick, brother. It says, in the Bible, we just come through it. Over there in the church ages, Jesus is the hidden manna. Who's the hidden manna? It's Christ. We already knew this, okay? But it says Christ is the church's manna.
Amen.
He's not just the hidden manna, but he is the church's manna.
Amen.
He is your only manna.
Yeah.
Now, what is manna? Manna in the Old Testament was what come down from heaven fresh every night to sustain the church in its journey. When did it come down?
Amen.
When did it come down?
Come on,
every night. Well, what's the manna a type of? Is it a type of the anointing? Or is it a type of the word? He says, now in the New Testament, what is the hidden manna? A little while and the world seeth me no more. Hidden. Holy Ghost. Yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you to the end of the world. And Christ is that hidden manna that comes from God out of heaven afresh every day. So when does Christ come as the hidden manna? And who's he coming to? Who is the hidden manna for? Now, everyone may receive it because there's a mixed multitude in the church, in Israel. But we understand that the real reason why the manna come was only for the believers. And that manna fell every night. Now, continuing, he says, we can't say, well, two weeks ago, I had a great experience of God. How many of you can say, 2 weeks ago, I had a great experience with God? Oh, I know why you're saying that. Because you just had one yesterday.
Come on, brother.
Oh, funny me. He says, what about right now? See? Every day, fresh, a new blessing, a new something coming from God. Wait a minute. This is for who? The priesthood. The priesthood has access to the manna, and it falls every month, every 5 years when I get a refilling, or every day. Oh, you went from being a reward to a spanking just like that. Now, let's continue here. He says, the hidden manna coming down from God out of heaven, Christ. And we feast upon this manna, which is Christ. And he sustains us through the journey till we reach the land on the other side. So why can't we be free? Why can't we be full? Why can't we be sustained? Now, thank God that we're sustained to a place we can still go to church. We can still amen the word when we're not being rebuked. We can still stomp our feet when Brother Cam's screaming. But this right here is something only promised to the overcomer. Now, this is not that far in the church age journey. It hasn't even got to halfway yet. And we should already be indulging ourselves in the hidden manna. Now, our Bible says in Lamentations 3:22, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Wait a minute. I'm not falling apart. I haven't backslid. I haven't fell into the world. Read the rest of this chapter when you get a chance if you want to get depressed. But Jeremiah looks back and says, his compassions fail not. Every day, God does not let us fall apart. Amen. His compassion, he can't quit feeling for you.
Amen. Glory.
When you get a chance, read this passage, because you'll find out that Jeremiah says, he says it's got to a place that I can't even believe in you. And then he comes back right around. He turns back around and says what? He says, but you can't quit having compassion for me. Though I can't live it. Though I can't be satisfied. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, do you realize that compassion there is not just a feeling? But he's saying that they are new. His mercies upon them are new every morning. His compassions for them. Isn't it amazing? A man without the Holy Ghost can look to a place and still say, God, look at your compassion for me. Look at your mercy. I woke up and look, mercy, compassion. Every day. And here we have the hidden manna. Now notice this. Once again, Psalm 68. Oh, I love this one. 18. Prophesies of Christ. It says, Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. God just wants to dwell with you. How hard is that? Do you realize God is knocking right now and saying, I want to dwell with you. But we're not done. He says, Blessed be the Lord in the 19th verse, who daily loadeth. Oh, wait a minute. You're not supposed to have a load on the Sabbath. No burdens on the Sabbath. Daily loadeth us with benefits. Benefits every day? Wait a minute. David could look and say, every day, God, look at you benefit me. He walks, he goes on a campaign and destroys the enemy. He comes back. His wives are gone. His kids are gone. His warriors' kids are gone. His warriors' families are gone. Everything is gone. And David said, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. But David's day wasn't over. The scripture said that David comforted himself and the Lord come to him and said, You shall not lose one thing. Amen. He had a faith. Well, hallelujah, that's a type of Christ. He's not going to lose one. Amen. Most of the time, your day's bad because you're letting the devil make it bad. Your day's bad because you're speaking it bad. But when the power of God comes on, it doesn't matter if everything is taken away from you. Just like David said, he sought the Lord and God brought the what? He brought the blessing to him. What if we had that attitude? Oh, I just fell into this battle. You know what we do? I know what to do. Wait, you got Jesus on the main line. Amen. Call him up. Amen. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah! Do you see what we're looking at? Because remember, what was the hidden manna? It was the hidden word. Let's see if I can find this for you. me a second here. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not going to find my quote, but I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. Your prophet said that literally that when Luther come on, he had a hidden manna. In Pergamos, they had a hidden manna. In Philadelphia, they had a hidden manna. And he said every church age, it was progressing because the revelation had to come higher. Well, wait a minute. I thought the church age was dying. Well, it was dying, but they are getting a revelation of what was killing them. Remember, although the church age was dying, there was still an overcomer. Though Laodicea is dying, there's still an overcomer. But what separates the overcomer from those that don't overcome? It is that this bride must go into the full work. Pergamene church age, 2:10. It says, his word was bread. Chapter 5, 2:10-3. His word was bread. It was the perfect manna, which if a man live by, he shall never die again. But right after the death of the fathers, no one seemed to know the exact truth. And in a short while, this manna seemed to have become hidden to the people. But in every age, God began to give back by revelation that which was hidden. Until in this last day, according to Revelation 10:7, a prophet will come and reveal all the mysteries. You're going to love this. All the mysteries, and then the Lord will come. Now, this is going to get good. You have to pay attention. He ain't got it. So you're going to have to listen very intently to the words I'm saying. But it is as it was when the disciples were asked to serve the multitudes loaves and fishes. Jesus gave them the broken food. But they in turn gave it to the people. So now he's talking what? He's talking about Jesus giving them the food, but they had to give it to the rest. Okay? Now, notice this. It says, God gives his hidden manna to the overcomer. It cannot be otherwise. He would not open his treasures to those who spurn what is already revealed. Wait a minute. Did you just catch that? So what is said here is that although we want to specialize in 63 to 65, that is not the hidden manna. In order to partake in the hidden manner, you cannot spurn the revelation from the other ages. So what does that mean? You have to accept the word that was brought forth to the other ages and in turn, what? Preach that word until God brings you the revelation for the hour. We've got a lot of people trying to make a hidden manna doctrine nowadays. Hallelujah. Knew this or knew that, or deep this and deep that. And we find that what does it produce? Nothing. It can't produce anything. Why? Because it's not the hidden manna. The hidden manna only comes to those who take the simplicity of what Christ gave them. He gave them bread and fish. And he required them to hand that out. And then God brought a special revelation to them. But notice what it's saying though. And this is our problem nowadays. God can't give you a hidden manna if you spurn what's already been given. How can you say the days of miracles are past? Or you can say, we don't need tongues, or we don't need prophecies. I need a prophecy. Come on, somebody help me out.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We got to have it. Hallelujah. So, wait a minute. You're wanting a special message. Remember what your prophet said. He said it'd be a special message. He said once the revival started, there'd be a special message to catch the people. I got the quote right back here. I ain't got it on here, but I got it up in here. But I want you to understand that this is what we're looking for. We've got to have an outpouring. A revival. Okay? That's the problem. A lot of message people and people, they say, we ain't dead. But I know that I ain't where I want to be.
Amen.
I got that much Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I don't care if I could. I wonder sometimes, God, why didn't you make me a memorization freak like everybody else? Why do you make me memorize everything and this and that and that and know everything and da-da-da-da-da? We know why? Because then it's there, I got it. Well, come on. I'm stuck not being a theologian in a room with a bunch of people who aren't theologians. You better catch what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you. The problem is not your lack of revelation about deep things and this and that. Your problem is you need a revival. You can't spurn what God's already been trying to do. You have to accept salvation. You have to accept liberty in the Holy Ghost. You have to accept what glory to glory is. You're all mad at me because I called you not a theologian. I can't say it right. But you know what? At the end of the day, what are we? You know what? In my life, I have found my greatest satisfaction when something comes forth to me from the Lord. I even find a greater satisfaction when it goes beyond the word. When I can be talking to someone and I feel an anointing start up on me. Or I feel something, I feel stuff just start coming out. Or thoughts just start running in my head. And I know it ain't mine because my head don't work like that. That's the type of theologian I want to be. Because you know what? I want to be the type of theologian that every time it speaks, it's Christ. Whether it be simple, it's Christ. Whether it be deep, it's Christ. It's not a deep revelation I need. I need His revelation. And if His revelation was a hidden manna to Pergamos, what should it be for you? He said, now that Revelations 10:7 has come forth. Well, I ask you, if those seven unknown thunders are to wake up the bride, what's happened? We got all these message people that have their favorite quote. Their favorite quote. It says, it's like in 64, it says, well, they're crying for an awakening. Don't they see that the awakening of the bride is already happening? And they say, oh, the awakening's already happened. Then why in the world have you been nothing but dead for the last 50 years? Not one ounce of God manifested. Come on. You walk up in these churches, there ain't even any anointing at all. Wait a minute. If God is there, shouldn't His anointing be there? They sit back and they say, oh, preach it deep, brother. Deep. You know what kind of deep I'm interested in? Deep and wide. Deep and wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Amen.
I want the living waters. The living waters are deep and wide. Amen. I'm expecting a children's song special coming any time now. All right, I didn't get very far at all. I didn't get to where I wanted to go. But just very quickly here, your prophet preached hidden life and talking about that hidden manna and how you get where that is. Then the full revelation can come on you. So I want you to judge yourselves tonight whether you be in the priesthood or not. Something deep inside of you says you're a priest. And I know that. But can you judge that by saying, look at every day. I got hidden manna every day. A special blessing. Something happening. God doing this or doing that. Oh God, it's so great. But most of the time we find ourselves siding with actually a little bit slower of a spiritual action. Well, what is that? Has the word changed? Has the word failed us? The word cannot fail us. So our revelation is lacking in what we have. It's lacking in what can be given to us. Remember what James said? You have not because you ask not. How many of you woke up today and said, God, I'm asking for great things today? And you've been asking it all day long. Wasn't it George Mueller? Every day he would read the Bible and find a promise and he would recite that promise all day long. And he would find God bringing forth that promise every day. Remember what happened? According to the histories, they ran out of bread at the orphanage. And what? He had that scripture that God would not suffer his children to go without the bread. And he started quoting the scripture, quoting the scripture. And remember how your prophet said, he said the kids are lined up at the table. They're ready to eat. Ready to go. He didn't say, oh no, we're going to starve to death. He looked at the word. I ain't got a lot of people to look at, so don't think I'm singling any of you out. But he looked at the word and said, this is the word. I don't care what that says. What is it? When the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith? Yes, he will, because that faith is coming from this church, coming from God's bride. We are the elite. We are the royal seed. And what? We have been chosen not to manufacture, but by faith believing in the promise. What? It brings God on the scene. To what? It says he daily loadeth our benefits.
Amen.
He's got to do it. Ooh, we better start memorizing some scriptures. Let's start out. I already got this part. Remember, Psalm 68. Come on. How carnal is this? You realize serpent seed can get up in line and be quoting Jabez's prayer every day. And God's dropping 10,000 on them. God's saving their family. God's doing this and God's doing that. And we're sitting back here. Blessed be the Lord who yearly loadeth me with benefits. And the promise wasn't for a year. The promise wasn't for months. The promises are for every day. Oh, they're getting to church. They're having a good time up in the house of God. Oh, do you know what Jabez said? Hallelujah. Look what God did for me. We sit back here. Who am I? I've got to go past the veil. What veil? You've been up in there the whole time. And you're just letting the devil tell you that you ain't packing nothing.
Come on, brother.
That's right.
Come on now.
But God ain't interested in dealing you, hundies. God wants to make your faith explode.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, brother, we got empty pews. Our church is dying. I see nobody say, next week it'll be full.
Come on, brother. Come on.
My God can do great things. You want to go farther? This church can be full next week with the seed of God.
Amen.
Hey, if you want serpents, that's your business. I've had plenty.
Come on, brother.
Haven't we had enough character?
Come on.
Don't worry, you can get your character one way or the other.
Okay.
I ain't talking about just church. I'm talking about everywhere.
Amen.
Come on. You see what? I'm preaching rewards, and you guys ain't letting me preach nothing. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be getting your rewards every day. Hidden manna. Remember, the hidden manna is the special revelation given to the church. Now, why is this important? Because you find out that it ties right in with your adoption. Okay, I got to hurry up because I'm getting long. Read you a few more things. I'm going to let you go. It says here, Pergamene Church, I want you just to listen to this and just think about this. It says, now then, there is also the thought of the future partaking of the hidden manna. Hidden manna isn't, because remember, hidden manna is for the overcomer. The Pergamos people are long gone dead.
Amen.
So there's a future partaking of the hidden manna too.
Amen.
Now notice this. I think it will be the eternal partaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the eternal ages to come. Think about how great just your revelation has been here. I ain't talking about them seven meetings you went to last weekend, sister. I'm talking about just here when you visit here every Wednesday. Or just when you're at your home church. Could you imagine becoming a partaker of that for eternity? How sublime could it be? That is unbearable. Because if you take revelations like I take revelations, you know what I don't like? I don't like the people that man, God reveals something to him. And you go say, man, God reveals to me. And they say, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Like they know everything. It's just old manna to them.
Come on, brother.
But we should be like, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a revelation. You, that's good to me too.
Amen.
I heard it before, but it's just as good today.
Amen.
Now notice why he says this. He'll give you the revelation of Jesus Christ in the eternal ages to come. He says, how else could we begin to know the unsearchable riches of His own being? You know what that means? You don't know nothing about God right now. About how great He is. About how powerful He is. About what He likes. You're only subject to what this world has. What is it in a different dimension? He says, all that we have longed to know, all our unanswered questions, all that will be revealed. Unanswered questions? I'm storing them up.
Amen.
I got plenty of them. It will be from Christ, who is our life, that we receive it. Oh, sometimes we think we get to know a little of Him and His Word down here, and it is so good, it makes us rejoice. What was he said? He said, we just know a little of him. It makes us rejoice. But one day when our flesh changes, the word, that word, and he will become what he had never, what we had never dreamed possible. What that word and he will become. Come on, dream yourself your best dream. How more exciting? Because remember, what is the opening of the seventh seal? Come on, you want me to copy off last Wednesday? The opening of the seventh seal is just to reveal to you your husband. That's literally what it is, because it's revealing Christ in you. It's showing the person to you revealed. Because what? Christ, the mystery of God revealed. It's Christ personally revealed to you.
Amen.
Makes you the center of God's revelation.
Lord. Amen.
Well, how many of you feel like the center of God's revelation right now? You are. But we're sitting here, this is tough. And this isn't even a smudge. I can't wait to hang out with my husband. I mean, it's going to be good. So let me just touch a white stone real quick, because I want you to see what is the hidden manna, special revelation. What is the white stone? Remember what your prophet said? I'm going to do this for time's sake. He said a stone is a rock. He said the rock is the revelation. But notice here, remember what our scripture says. Our scripture says that we'll give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it. So, you're going to get a white stone and a new name in that stone, but nobody will know it. It's between what? It's you and God. Right? Which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Well, remember, it's a personal revelation. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Well, why is this being brought out? It's a special revelation. He says here, it also says that he's going to give the overcomer a white stone, and in, not on, the stone, a new name. So the stone, the name is in the stone. Okay? Which the owner alone knows. Now, the idea of a new name is a familiar one. Abram was changed to Abraham. Sarai to Sarah. Jacob to Israel. Simon to Peter. Saul to Paul. These names either brought about a change or were given because of a change. And it was all talking about you. Typing you that you would receive a new name. In you. I know. That's why it wasn't written a lot about, because I can't understand this. This is incredible. It says it could well be the name. That name was our true and original name written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. Because remember, your prophet said it, Cam Smith is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not the name. It says, he knows the name, but we do not. One day at his good pleasure, we will also know.
Come
on. Come on.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, remember, he says, He says, today each one of the true believers has had a name, a change in name. We are Christians. It's a common name to all of us. But one day we'll have another change. So right now we have a different name. Why? Because Cam Smith was Cam Smith for 20 years of his life. And then God come and change Cam Smith. And now his name's Christian. I got a name change. Because remember, all the Old Testament name changes signify a change. Something happened. So if your life takes a nature change, you also take a name change. Because remember, you look like Christ. That's why I like how the prophet said, Mrs. Jesus Christ. Don't be calling me Missy. But now notice here, just very quickly, almost done. He says, a white stone, 212-1. How beautiful. Here's another picture of the saint receiving recompense from the hand of God for his trials upon earth. You know, after Constantine, the false church was able to dip its hand in the state treasury and thereby erect beautiful buildings full of lovely statuary. These statues made of white marble were actually Roman idols renamed as saints. The churches and their furnishings were exceptionally beautiful, even as one sees today. But God was not with them. Where was God? He was with his saints in some little home or in a cave or some wild mountain area where they hid from the false church members. They did not have beautiful buildings, gown, choirs, fine clothes, and other worldly attractions. But now in this special promise to the true believers of all ages, God has declared he will give them rewards of great beauty and eternal duration. Look, let the wealthy look down on the poor. Let them give large sums to the church that it in turn might honor the donor by placing a marble plaque or some statuary in their honor or public display that all may applaud. Someday the God who sees and knows all will once more commend the widow for giving her all, though it be but two mites, and he himself reward with the treasures of heaven. It's okay you don't have a lot. It's okay you don't have much to give. You just be like the widow with the mites. Do the best you can with what you got. But notice what he said. He said they actually built white statues of them. He says someday it's coming to you, but it ain't going to be that. Now, very quickly, just on top of my head, it's kind of interesting also. This ain't a church age book, but I found this in the commentators. They actually said that it was very common. They say it was the placement of ancient Rome that they would actually, in the Olympics, when someone would win the Olympics, they would actually put their name on a white stone and give it to them. It was their trophy for being victorious. So, wasn't in there, but just thought that's kind of interesting. We just want to tell you, it's not the gospel, but it might be. But we'll just leave it up on that shelf. Well, back to the questions. Don't worry, he's going to unveil himself all throughout eternity. Let's stand. Hope that's all right. I was wanting to get to a few more places tonight. Talk about the preaching of the hidden manna, but I didn't quite get that far tonight. Some interesting stuff there. We'll have to get to it another time. But anyway, we want to move into Thyatira next. So let's get out of the church ages going down. Let's start going back up. So we'll just try to do that by the grace of God. But tonight, we're overcomers. Amen. Why are you overcomer? Because you're already seated in heavenly places. Amen. Now you're a priest. Say, I've got the Holy Ghost. You're in the Shekinah. Amen. Stay right there. Fight in there. Don't let the devil tell you you're out there in the outer courts. Don't let him tell you that you're unclean. You got to be cast from the people for 7 days. You love God? I pray you heard something tonight. There's a lot said. I just love the Holy Ghost comes and just brings some interesting things sometimes. So, God is a good God. How many are looking forward to your stone and your hidden manna? But how many say, I got some hidden manna right now? Praise God. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, a little simple message tonight, Lord. Possibly, oh God, just a little something to help the church along, Lord. As we believe, oh God, certainly I was edified, Lord, tonight by this, Lord. But Lord, we just ask, God, you'd certainly, Lord, quicken that overcoming power to this church, God. Oh God, let us put faith on the front lines, oh God. And Lord, fight our battles on our knees. Fight our battles believing, oh God, that every day, God, you're loading us with benefits. Every day there's compassion and mercy in our life, God. Oh God, we're not backslid for years, God. Every day there's mercy for us. Every day there's compassion, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is my faithfulness? No, God. You said it was your faithfulness, God. So we just want to say tonight, God, that we believe your word, God. We want to stand tall, stand strong, God, and believe who we are, Lord. God, I just pray tonight, Lord, you'd certainly give us strength, God, as we go our separate ways, Lord. And certainly, oh God, allow, Lord, your presence to be with us, Lord. We just want to give ourselves wholly to you now, God. And Lord, allow us, God, to find ourselves back in that presence, Lord. We need it, Lord. We need a revelation, God. We need just to tell Satan, no, he can't make us. We love you more than we love that. And Lord, we want our mountain. We just pray this. Give us grace tonight, Lord. Let us move on into this promise, Lord. We just pray it aloud to be so in the name of Jesus Christ. The bride said together, amen. Let's sing that song, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in our lives. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Oh, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. God, why do we live so underprivileged, Lord? Oh, we've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we've been made. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life.
We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. shining star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him.
Lord,
the bridegroom I hear. And he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. He that hath an ear, and he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here.
Let's give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. You're worthy, Lord. Amen. How many enjoyed that? Amen. Amen. So good word. Amen. I was thinking, you know, when you think about the Jews, the way they were, the priests, they could stick a pin right through the scroll and find out where exactly they were. They could probably even figure out blindfolded. They could probably walk from this wall to that wall and know exactly where they're stopping. But they got to a spot where they were like Johnny Crow. They stopped right there because they thought that's all they could go. But the veil was rent. Saints, that's where we're at. We got to be able to walk into that realm right there. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song. Amen. Make me more like thee, Lord Jesus. Amen. As we're dismissed, amen. How many would be more like him? Amen.